From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Have you heard? This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It's Wednesday, November 21st. I'm Mike Pesca, filling in for Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Allison, do you know about this whole thing with the Guggenheim Museum's color scheme? I don't know. It was in the news a couple weeks ago. The Guggenheim, big avant-garde museum in
New
York.
It's white now. It's a white sort of spirally thing.
It's a white spirally thing, and what they're doing a big overhaul on it, and so they wanted to maybe repaint it another color. They wanted to go back to the original architect, Frank Lloyd Wright's original color. Which the paint companies describe as a Powell buff. The other choice was sort of more of the light gray, but they finally, I mean, there were decisions and meetings, and they finally came down, and they have the color for the Guggenheim. Would you like to know what it is?
Sure.
Drum roll, please. Oh, it's one of those drum rolls that doesn't go bing. Oh, there you go. It's kind of a light gray. Yeah. Kind of a light gray.
Wait, it's, you know what? It was white. It's been in New York for how many years? So it's already light gray.
It's kind of a light
from
gray.
From the dirt.
It doesn't look much different. See, they thought the little bit of tiny yellowish flare they were going to give it would just be too jarring to the community. I actually went up to the Guggenheim a couple weeks ago, and I had the little color swatches. I asked passersby. Here's what one guy thought.
I'm tempted. I mean, I really would. I think the London fog makes more sense.
I mean, do you think the London fog is a little bleak as a color?
A little, I suppose. But I can be fond of bleak, so.
Well, New York's got to get fond of bleak in the London fog. That's the light gray that they picked.
They're going to buy it a raincoat? I don't understand. Hey, coming up on the show, I don't know if you've seen the trailer, the very scary trailer for this new movie, Awake. It's about a guy who is completely alert during surgery. As you can imagine, the medical community is going on the offensive about this movie and about what anesthetic awareness is, how often it happens. We'll talk to a medical professional about who's actually seen the movie, too.
We'll also talk to a cartoonist for The New Yorker who collects the rejected New Yorker cartoons. And let me tell you, a lot of them are a lot funnier than what's in the magazine. They're just a little more daring.
They're a little more saucy, shall we say.
Saucy!
Also, a fantastic performance from Tegan and Sarah, identical twins from Canada. They play acoustic pop. Many, many reasons to like them. You'll find out why as you listen to them a little bit later on the Bryant Park Project. Of course, we'll also go to Rachel Martin for today's news in just a moment. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
The Supreme Court is taking up a case that could have a big impact on the constitutional right to bear arms. At issue, Washington, D.C.'s 31-year-old ban on handguns, which was ruled unconstitutional by a federal appeals court in March. The Supreme Court will interpret this, and they'll look at the Second Amendment. It's the first time they're looking at the Second Amendment in nearly 70 years.
Now, both sides in the dispute over the handgun in homes point to the same statistics. Guns were used in 4 out of 5 homicides in Washington, D.C. last year. The ban's opponents say residents need guns to protect themselves because the government can't. But D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty said yesterday that introducing more guns will only increase the likelihood of violence.
Studies show that if a gun is used inside the home 23 times, 22 of those times it'll be used against the person who lives in that home and is an innocent resident.
The other side of that is the head of the National Rifle Association, Wayne LaPierre. He posted a message to the organization's website yesterday. And let's hear Wayne LaPierre.
Now is the time for all gun owners to stand together for a common purpose. Not all of us can argue the case before the Supreme Court, but we can all defend our rights to our family, friends, co-workers, and even total strangers.
What the court has to decide is if the Second Amendment applies to everyone, all citizens, all the time, or whether it only applies in connection with military service.
Gun control advocates say it was intended to ensure the states could maintain militias, a response to 18th century fears of an all-powerful national government and the nation's lack of a standing army. Guns rights proponents contend the amendment gives individuals the right to keep guns for private uses, including self-defense.
Let's go to the original text. Pay close attention to the commas. Here's what the Second Amendment says. Quote, a well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, comma, shall not be infringed. End quote. 27 of the most hotly contested words in U.S. history.
The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in the case early next year and is expected to hand down a decision by next summer. Yeah, you'll be hearing about that in the presidential election. That's the BPP Big Story. Now here's Rachel Martin with even more news.